Where do we go from here? Beloved one, I have seen you sit with questions, an issue that seems to be quite heavy, and all of a sudden an idea will come up to you and you pop up and you do the improv. You go with a third choice that was perhaps not there a few moments ago, or did not seem to be, actually it was, but you did not recognize it. And you do a bit of the improv and everything changes because it has to, because you are the one creating. You are from the divine, one creative source, and you are creative. Wow, are you creative? I have watched you with your creations, and I have watched you struggle with some of the visions that you have. And sometimes, times seem to be the opponent, and you say, I'll have to have patience. You have devised time as a gift in this reality, so that you do not get yourself in too much of a muddle right away. If you could instantaneously, in the reality that you are making for yourself, make the choice and be immediately into whatever seems to be the choice, you would oftentimes be jumping from the frying pan into the fire. In other words, maybe into a place where you do not really want to be. So you have gifted yourself, creative one that you are, the gift of times that you can contemplate, maybe not for a long time. It does not have to be stretched out, or it can be, as we see. Well, if I do such and such, it looks like these are some of the consequences that may come from it. Maybe I want to rethink this. And as you meditate, as you contemplate, as you rethink, other ideas may come. You do the improv and you come up with a new reality. And sometimes the ones around you will say, where is she coming from? Where is he coming from? Where does that idea come from? Why is this happening? And you will say, because it seems to be a better choice than what I was looking at before. I do not really know where it is going to lead, but I trust that my divine self knows where it is going to lead, and I follow with trust and sometimes with patience. You have also built in, along with time, the gift of patience. Now, you do not use it as often, but it is a gift that you have built into this reality. As you are looking at the hologram of what you call reality, allow yourself to be non-judgmental. Many times, separated ego will run on stage and will say, well, this hologram, this reality that you are making for yourself, it is really a mess. I don't know how you got into such a mess. That is separated ego, which does not recognize the I am ego, the true I amness of you. It is a habitual reaction from an old friend with whom you have journeyed many lifetimes. But now you are coming to a place where you are saying, oh, wait a minute, I don't have to judge. Maybe everything I have chosen is an order of leading me to the awakening that I so desire, and it is. Everything that you choose leads you to the next step that leads you to the next step that in time leads you to a place where there is no time. Later on in this message, we will do a meditation which will allow you to come to a place of no time. But right now, I am going to speak a little bit longer. All of you who are reading these words are walking into a joyful future as you see linear time. Why? Not because I tell you, but because you have decreed it. You have decreed that you are complete with suffering, with worrying, with fear that someone else might have power over you. You have decreed at the soul level. And you may say, well, I'm not in touch with my soul very much. I believe I do have a soul. Well, that is a good step. That is the first step. Maybe my soul knows better than I consciously do. And this is true. Your soul does know. And you do have soul purpose. Maybe I can walk into that reality, and you can, and you will. Even in this moment, as you read the words, you have moved into a new space of possibility, of probability, a place of hope that says, I'm not confined by anyone else's truth, lowercase t. I am in a place where I am beginning to understand and take back my power, my divine creative power, which is not a power over anyone else. It is a power of choice, of your own choice, and you can be as happy as you want to be. Wow, I never thought about it that way. I can be as happy as I want to be. Hey, maybe I haven't wanted to be. This is true. Oftentimes, you have not wanted to be happy. You have wanted to struggle, because at least you are doing something. Or the small ego of you thought you were doing something as you struggle through the challenges. So I speak to you of a joyful future. It is your divine inheritance to know joy, to be free of world judgment, to be free of small ego, to walk out of time, to walk out of fear, to come to a place where you say, I'm free, because knowing the truth of your being will set you free. The truth of your being is that you are the divine, holy self, capital S, creating every reality that you play in. I remark upon that word play, because it is a play within a play within a play. Sometimes you make it that complex so that you do not even know that it is a play within a play within a play. Sometimes within the play, you have felt, well, he said to me, and he must know because he's my boss, or he's my best friend, he's my older brother, he's my parent, he's my mate, he must know, and he has said this is what is to be. But hey, I'm giving him power by saying that because he is in my reality, he knows more than I know. But I am the one giving him power. He has power in his own reality. You do not deny that. But he does not have power in your reality unless you believe he has power in your reality. And you try your hardest. You have done as many, many lifetimes to give your power away, to say, well, I don't want the responsibility of making a wrong choice. I say unto you, you have never made a wrong choice. You make choices, and you live with the effects of those choices, but they are all part of your journey. It is a divine journey of awakening, and you have never made a wrong choice. Every choice has led you to a place of being right here, right now, accepting your power for yourself. You are making your reality every moment. That is how powerful you are. And in truth, you cannot give your power away. You can make a reality where it seems you have given your reality to someone else and their beliefs and their prophecies, but in truth, you cannot give your power away because it is you. Let that sink in for a moment. Your power is your divine isness, and it is leading you home. No matter what choices you have made, no matter how often separated ego has screamed at you that you have made a wrong choice, every choice is leading you home. So be happy in that. Know that truly you are coming home. You have desired to be home once again. You have often said, this is not my home. This world is not my home. I don't feel at home in the world. I don't feel like I fit in. Maybe others fit in, but I don't really feel I fit in. This isn't home. And you have even asked, as a small one, you have asked the parents, where's home? And they have said, well, you are home. This is our dwelling place, your home. And you said, no, this isn't home. It doesn't feel like home. And that is because you have wanted so much to come home in your own power and to realize that truly never have you left home. You cannot. It is within you, and you can never leave home. You can play with the reality, lowercase r, that home is somewhere else, and you have to do all sorts of ritual to find it and to be worthy of finding it. That has been taught you down through many generations by your authorities, your religious leaders who have said you have to face in a certain direction. You have to eat certain foods or not eat certain foods. You have to stand on one leg. You have to cross the other leg behind you. You have to hold one nostril closed, etc. All the different rituals that will make you worthy to know your holiness. And when you have all these mastered, then they come up with one more thing. You have to make a great endowment to a religious, philosophical organization or some other organization, and then they will pray for you. You do not need someone else to pray for you. You do need to pray for yourself. You do need to recognize the inner self, the divine self, and to speak with that divine self often. That is what prayer is. It is to speak with the inner self. You can call it speaking to God as you pray, but the God self is within you. You can say that you are praying to me, but I am one with you, and I am within you. So truly, you are praying to the within of yourself, the inner being of you, and you use prayer for clarification. You pray with words, with ideas, and then you listen. That is meditation. So many of you and the brothers and sisters pray all the time, lots of words, I hear them. And then when the answers may be coming to you, you close it off and you run somewhere because you have to do something. Or you do not realize that truly you have the power to know the inner self, to know the truth of your being. So when you pray, it is a very good thing to pray. You are clarifying for yourself the situation, and you can pray for a certain outcome. There is nothing wrong in praying for a certain outcome, a visioning, if you will. Make the visioning come from the highest and best for all concerned, for yourself and for all others who seem to be in that vision with you. And then meditate on what you have been praying for. Listen, be still, and hear the voice within. Do not be in a big hurry to rush off and do. The doing will take care of itself. It takes some practice. I am not saying it is easy. It takes some practice, but not a whole lot. not more than what you can do, because again, it is your reality and it is your power. So you are changing things. And if you say the vision is going to take a while to manifest, there is a saying in your world that it takes 21 days to change a habit. And if you believe that it takes 21 days, it will probably take 21 days. But if you say, well, heck, I don't have 21 days. There is this timeline coming up, and maybe I have only 10 days, so I really better focus on 10 days. Then it will take you 10 days. But maybe you only have 3 days, so you say, okay, I need a miracle. And then you create a miracle, and you get it all done in 3 days. Whatever you decree, it will be as reality to you. Remember that, because for so often you have been taught that someone else out there will decree what you have to do and what your reality is. You are making your reality moment by moment. You are the extension of the one creative source. That is why you are so creative at doing all the drama, all the realities, all the things you think you have to wrestle with. But now you are coming to a place of accepting your power and saying, okay, I'm completed. I'm done different stages of life. And I'm happy with what I've done. Some of the choices at the time, I wasn't sure if they were right choices or not, but they were, because here you are. It brought you to this place of recognizing the goodness of you. Every stage of life presents you with opportunities. Sometimes they do not look like opportunities, but now you are changing how you see things. If you need a new pair of glasses, go out and get a new pair of glasses to allow you to see things differently. Try it. You can take the sunshades off, and you'll be blinded by your own light. Yes, probably for a moment or so, but then you adjust. It will be okay. Play with whatever tools you come up with that will allow you to recognize the Divine Self, capital S, that is you. That is why I spoke unto you 2,000 years ago as you were my disciple. I had more than 12 disciples, you know. My goodness, would I limit myself? No. And they were not all men. Now I had a lot of men friends that I do in this day and time. But I also had in that day and time a lot of women friends. And sometimes the intuitive feminine grasped my message more quickly than the masculine energy that wants to know the logic of how to put A, B, and C together. So sometimes you have to put on one side the mental and allow yourself to abide in the feminine love that says, I love myself, even if I'm not perfect, and Jeshua tells me I am perfect. Well, maybe he's right. I've listened to him before, and sometimes he was right. And maybe if he was sometimes right, maybe he can be right in more times than just one or two times. And I assure you that I am correct in telling you of your divine nature. Did I prophesize? No. Possibilities, probabilities, maybe. Do I prophesize in this day and time? No. Do you know why I do not prophesize? Because I do not have the power to tell you what you are going to choose in the next moment. I have seen you in your creative improv. I can say unto you the next week, on the middle day of the week, called your Wednesday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, there is going to be a bolt of lightning, metaphysical that is, that is going to strike you down to a place where you are going to have a new understanding. Maybe this will happen. Maybe it will not. Maybe it will be 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It will be as you decree. So I do not prophesize, and I do not give over my power to prophecies. Now I would do with you a meditation. Allow the eyes to soften. Allow yourself to take the deep breath that brings you to a place of peace within. Allow yourself to come to the place of peace that the world does not know, the place of peace that your divine self does know, the place of peace where you can step back from everything that is happening, everything that has happened, everything that you have anticipated that might happen, the place of peace that is the eternal now. That is where you abide, in the place of the eternal now, forever going forward in the now. Breathe peace into the now. Breathe peace into your now. And know the peace that is your divine inheritance as the one holy child. Not separate from your peace. Know the peace of your being. Know that truly you are loved with an everlasting love that will never forsake you, because you will never forsake it. Always you will abide in love. Always you will abide as one, one holy now. And taking another easy breath, bring to mind something that has been in your reality that seems like you would have to think about it, have to dwell upon it perhaps. Bring it into the peace, keeping the peace of the now with you. Allow yourself to abide in peace and to look at whatever the issue seems to be. Reach out and take that issue by the hand. Walk with that issue as friend to friend. Walk with that issue to the very edge of the hologram that you have called your reality. Walk with that issue hand in hand to the very edge, and looking down from the edge of the reality that you have said has to be so true, lowercase t, look down and see the space that is below. Only space, openness, undefined. Look across and see the space before you, open, undefined. Look above and see the space that is open above you, eternal space filled with love, filled with trust, filled with knowing of divine isness. For wherever you go, hand in hand with whatever seems to be an issue, you walk into the divine isness of you, undefined as yet, and all is within your power. So you turn to the issue and you say, "Shall we go forward?" You walk into the space of peace of the eternal now, and the issue that seems so threatening, so complex, so unknowable becomes as a no thing. It becomes part of you. You have accepted it into yourself as part of the peace of your now. There is nothing to fear, no space below, no space across, no space above that would be fearsome. Only peace abides in the space around you. That is the key and the power of your peace. Always you abide in the eternal now, in the eternal peace of the now, and any issue you take into the peace will become as your friend, will become as part of you and dissolve into the love of your heart. Any issue, take it into your heart and love it, and feel it dissolving in the love and in the peace. Know that no thing, no person, no circumstance, no issue has power over you. You have created what you thought to be something to walk with you, and you have reached out your hand, and you have taken the hand of that issue, and you have said, "Come with me to the edge of reality, and let us look upon the space of the eternal now, open as yet undefined." Breathe. Know peace. Breathe. Feel peace. Breathe. Know that you are creating everything in your reality. Therefore, you can mold it, shape it, change it. You can take it by the hand and lead it into your heart and dissolve it in love, for it has no power over you. You have created it, and you can remake it in love. And now, taking another deep breath, allow the conscience to come back to the body. Feel the peace where you have been, and bring it back with you. Feel the power of the nothingness of any issue, for it is a friend, and you can take a friend into your peace and dissolve it in love. Bring the consciousness back to this room. Bring the consciousness back to the body. Know that truly you abide in the peace of eternal now, open and undefined until you choose a definition. It is a gift that you weave into your reality. Acknowledge it often. For the peace of the as-yet undefined eternal now is the truth, capital T, of your being. And in that space of great peace, I join you as the one, one creative extension of all that is. So be it.